Adam Smith lectured on English literature, economics, and logic at several leading universities in England and Scotland, which led to his publication of a distinguished work on the Enlightenment, The Theory of Moral Sentiments, which explored the natural principles of sympathy or empathy that governed morality. For 17 years, Smith labored on his second book, which would be his magnum opus. After 10 years of writing, An Inquiry into Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations first appeared in 1776, at a time of great turmoil, and its timing and message proved truly revolutionary. The Noel Collection is proud to have several early editions of this work. The governing economic theory in Britain and Europe at large had been mercantilism, which had required strict government regulation of trade in order to increase states' power at the expense of rival colonies and nations. But Smith proposed a new model and ethos to replace the old system in the new age. Not counting appendices and indices, his dense tome ran 947 pages that were initially divided into 5 books. Smith argued that free trade increases the wealth of the nations by providing more opportunities for labor and thus more opportunities to create more wealth. Under his system, the more productively one works, the more one earns. The resulting payment supplies individuals and the community with their necessities, and with it can provide the opportunity to pursue additional revenue. Smith's central economic message was that if people are allowed to better themselves, it will produce economic prosperity for all. He wrote, "What improves the circumstances of the greater part can never be regarded as an inconvenience to the whole. No society can surely be flourishing and happy of which the far greater part of the members are poor and miserable." This idea led Smith to champion the doctrine of natural liberty, whereby the free market is allowed to operate without excessive state intervention. In Smith's view, the state had only 3 responsibilities: to protect the society from violence and invasion, to protect, as far as possible, every member of society from the injustice and oppression of every other member, and to erect and maintain certain necessary public works and public institutions which were beyond the interest of any individual or small groups to create. Few, if any, works in economics have had as much influence as The Wealth of Nations. Smith's analysis of the division of labor and free trade, natural liberty, the limits on government intervention, and the general structure of the market all heralded the shift to modern economics and helped fuel revolutions in American colonies and beyond. And for the Noel Collection, I'm Alexander Mikhaberidze.